Archangel Michael. Greeting all of you here this evening, thanking you and honoring you for gathering this night. I will be taking you on a journey inside your own hearts to connect with your creativity and joy. Take three deep breaths in. Visualize a tube of light coming down and around you. A white tube of light surrounding your entire energetic system and going down into the earth. Magenta golden light coming in at your crown center that is located at the top of your head. Allow this energy to pass through your brow center, into your throat center, allow this energy to agitate, if you will, shake up the energy in your throat center to remove any judgments of others as well as judgments of yourself. Magenta light will now pass in to your heart center. Again, agitating and cleaning up any areas and patterns within your heart center that no longer serve you. This golden magenta light will now move into an area just below the heart center and above the solar plexus. We call this area the seat of the soul. It is the essence of who you are. It is where experiences and patterns of behavior are held. Allow this golden magenta energy to cleanse, bathe, and purify the seat of your soul, your very existence. You will begin to feel this energy spiraling out the front and the back of your body from this place within you known as the seat of the soul. Allow this energy to spiral out just to the edge of your energetic system. Pulling with it those patterns that no longer serve you and that you are willing and ready and able to let go of. Bring your awareness back into your physical body. And now allow this golden magenta light to pass into your solar plexus. Bring the energy down into your navel chakra, again agitating, clearing, and purifying. All patterns of abuse, of victimhood, of perpetration, of domination. Again, allow this energy, this golden magenta light, to clear, cleanse, and purify your second or navel chakra, and begin to push this energy out the front and the back of your body, just to the edge of your energetic system, which is about 2 to 3 feet out. Bring your awareness back into your physical body and send this golden magenta light down into your root center. And now, send this energy down into the earth, this golden magenta light of healing, cleansing, purifying. Send it into Mother Earth for all that she does for us, for you, asking nothing in return. Help her heal. And being the gracious being that she is, she will send her love up to you, up through the chakras of the soles of your feet, of the mother to come up through your feet, through your knees, through your hips, and back into your root. Passing through your root into the navel chakra, gathering the energies of the golden magenta light again. Gather the energies from the second chakra, pass through the third chakra or solar plexus, and back into the seat of the soul. It is here, into the seat of the soul, where you will feel your energy shifting, intensifying, preparing to erase any and all patterns that have begun to manifest in physical form. What we will be doing, dear ones, in this part of the meditation is to take your energy out of the front and the back of your body from the seat of the soul and push it out of your own energetic matrix into the web of life, into the matrix of life, erasing and eradicating all manifestations that have come to fruition because of those thought forms, patterns, and energetic blockages or discordances. You will send this golden magenta light out into the universe to heal any creation that does not serve your highest good. Breathe deeply. And know that it is so. Know that as you send this energy out into the web of life and into the universe, you are erasing any creations that do not serve your highest good, any creations that have yet manifested into physical form. We say to you that this is a very powerful tool because it is no longer needed for you to suffer in order to learn. This is a very outdated paradigm. The golden magenta energy will continue to erase any patterns out in the universe as we move on to the next portion of the meditation. Bring your awareness back into your physical body and move this energy up into your heart center. I will show you two doors, one door on your left and another on your right. The one on your left is the sacred chamber of the divine feminine energies. The one on the right is of the divine masculine energies. Before you go into either chamber, you will see a flame, an eternal flame, before you. Notice what it is doing. Is it dancing? Is it flickering? Or is it still and dormant? We wish this night to ignite within you the properties of union with yourself. You will now be taken and led into the door on the left. It opens before you. You pass through. You are entering the chamber of the divine feminine energies. Within this divine chamber are held the properties of grace, wisdom, sensuality, sexuality, compassion, beingness, stillness, and nurturing. These are the qualities that embody the divine feminine. I am Mary Magdalene, greeting you within this chamber, within your own beating heart of the Divine Feminine. I wish to remind you that now is the time on the planet that the Divine Feminine is meant to be ignited. It is imperative that each of you allow these energies to be ignited within you. The Magdalena Matrix will be activated within you. Notice how the flame dances. The Magdalena Matrix within you is the essence of the divine feminine energies that have been dormant for too long on this planet. Take a deep breath in and you will begin to feel the left side of your body and energetic body expand. As these energies are ignited within every cell of your being, in all dimensions, in all realities, in all lifetimes, in all parallel universes, in all galaxies, in all aspects of who you are and what you are, the Magdalena Matrix has been ignited. Allow yourselves to expand on the left side of your body, feeling full, feeling feminine, feeling divine, feeling compassionate, feeling wise, feeling sensual, feeling beautiful. Whether you are a man or a woman sitting in this room, each of you have the divine feminine within you, waiting to be perfectly balanced within your body. We applaud you and honor you for taking this step along your spiritual path. It is now time to bring your focus back into the chamber of your beating heart. It is time for me now to bid you farewell. Archangel Michael will come back in to lead you out in to the chamber, where you will be led into the chamber of the Divine Masculine. Ansahala Ansaho. You will now see the door to your right. You will pass through the door to your right to the chamber of the divine masculine energy. You will be greeted there by Yeshua ben Joseph, known on the earth plane as Jesus of Nazareth. He embodied and walked the earth with the properties of the divine masculine energy. I am Yeshua ben Joseph, coming to you this night to remind all of you of what masculine energy is. Masculine energy is energy of strength, energy of endurance, energy of provider, energy of love, energy of steadfastness, protector, hunter. It was never the energy of perpetrator. It was never the energy of dominator. That is not divine, ladies and gentlemen. What I bring to you this night is the divine masculine energies that now are filling the planet with those brave enough to embody them, those males on the planet who have undergone a transformation in order to carry this energy. And now for each of you, male or female, you are being asked to incorporate and ignite the energies of the divine masculine within you so that you may find peace and balance with the masculine energies. Take a deep breath in. And feel the left side, the right side of your body expand. Only the right side. The Grail codes within you now are being ignited. The Holy Grail exists within each of your beating hearts. It was never anything external that mankind had to search for. It has been within all along. It is now time for me to call you back into the chamber of the Divine Masculine, where I can bid you farewell. But I am always here, precious ones, for you to call upon for guidance and help. I am always here. You will now be led out of this chamber into the front chamber of your own beating heart. you will see before you a vortex of energy, a spiral of energy that will take you into your higher heart. For some of you, you may prefer to use the image of a ladder, walking the rungs of a ladder. For others of you, you will stand at the bottom of the vortex and be sucked in to the high heart. On the count of 3, 3, 2, 1, ho! You are now in the sacred chamber within your high heart. It is here, ladies and gentlemen, that you will begin to create and connect with your joy and creativity. You will see two flames, two eternal flames, one of the divine feminine, which is on your left, one of the divine masculine, which is on your right, and they begin to dance. They begin to become entwined and united. This is the twin flame energy. This is the energy of partnership that many of you have been seeking, but I say to you that it has always existed within you. In this moment, the properties of the divine feminine and the properties of the divine masculine are in perfect balance and harmony, and it is in this place, in the highest high heart, that you will begin to create the life of your dreams. Feel the joy that is present within this aspect of your heart. This is your highest heart, your highest self heart. It is no longer appropriate on the earth plane to merely create by thoughts and by emotion. The mental body and the emotional body is tired and has created much that does not serve this new dimensionality that we reside in. It is from this place, in your highest heart, that you will now take a few moments to begin statements in the form of I am, to create what it is that your highest heart desires. And we wish for you to do this in present tense. For example, I am healthy. I am abundant. I am joyful. I am whatever. You decide. This is your life. This is your creation. When you feel complete with that process, gradually bring your awareness back into your physical heart, either by spiraling back down through the vortex or by walking down the rungs of the ladder.
Thank you.